إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. The surah recited in the Salah, Surah An-Naba. If we look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained things, and this is a format that is followed in many places in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to the world around us, which we understand or we think we understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how in this world itself, it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which works, which functions. And even though we may know how something happens, we cannot make it happen. For example, we might know how rain falls, the process of precipitation, evaporation and precipitation, but we cannot make it happen. We cannot make rain fall where we want it, and we cannot make rain fall when we want it. Similarly, we might know how the sun rises or sets, or actually, to put it correctly, how the sun seems to rise and set, because the sun doesn't do anything, it's the turning of the earth which gives us this phenomena. But we cannot change that. We cannot change it, we cannot advance it, we cannot delay it. Similarly, we might know how things grow. We know how a seed grows. We know the whole process, or we think we know the whole process. And the reason I keep saying we think is because, logically speaking, if you know how something works entirely, then you should be able to make it work. You know, if you know how something completely works, the whole process, then you should be able to make it work. But that does not seem to happen. We say we know how plants grow, how seeds germinate, but we can't make it happen. We cannot force it to happen. If it is not happening, we cannot force it to happen. If it starts happening, short of physically destroying it, there is no way that a germinating seed, we can reverse the process of germination. We cannot take the plumule and radical back into the seed. Doesn't work, doesn't happen. Similarly, we might know why earthquakes happen, but we cannot stop them from happening. We seem to have this thought that we can create early warning systems, which will tell us when an earthquake is going to happen. That of course itself is highly debatable, whether such a system actually works or doesn't work. But even if it works, that still doesn't solve the purpose. I mean, you cannot stop the earthquake from happening. You know, I mean, even if you know it's going to happen, so all you do is get out of your house and watch it fall. You know, I mean, other than that, what do you do? So the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, the reason why He described, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reasons. When we say these things, we say them with the understanding that this is why we think Allah said it. But the reason I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described and drew our attention to the world around ourselves is to draw our attention to the fact that even the world which we think we understand, we have no control over. Then what is it that we are going to do on the day of judgment, which we have neither seen, nor do we have any experience about, nor do we know anything about, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. So if we have no control here, we have no control there. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls. He is the one who makes the rain fall, and He is the one who brings about the earthquakes or stops them, and He is the one who makes the seeds to germinate, and He is the one who gives life, and He is the one who takes it away. And therefore, on the day of judgment, that we will meet Him. And when we meet Him, then also the same things will happen. So the purpose of this ayat is that since we have seen in the world around us that it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which works, and He tells us why something happens, and therefore when He tells us about the Day of Judgment, then obviously it is only logical and sensible that we believe what we are told. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this is why it happens, then we believe that this is why it happens. And therefore, why should we be told and why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this? Because we can be prepared for it. If we know when rain is going to fall, and if we do not want to get wet, then we know what to do. If we want to get wet, then we know what to do. So, depends on what we want. And therefore, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that this is what will happen. These are the signs of the winners and these are the signs of the losers. And Allah has given us the choice of where we want to be. Whether we want to be among the winners or whether we want to be among the losers. May Allah save us from that. Therefore, it only is logical and sensible that we make preparations for those, for that day about which there is no doubt. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the day, that is the day which is the truth. It will happen. That day which will absolutely happen. It is not a day about which there is any doubt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us also what will happen on this day. Who will be the winners? Who will be the losers? Who will be those who are saved and who will be those who are punished? And therefore, it is only sensible for us to make preparations and ensure that we are not among those who are punished. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the signs of His creation that are all around us, so that we see His power and His glory and His majesty in those signs, and we prepare ourselves for the day when we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will stand before Him. And we ask Allah to make us among those who will be the winners and those who will be the saved on that day on which nobody can save except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.